This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
We are running out of time for a white Christmas. As of this morning, Chicago has surpassed the record for the latest first measurable snowfall. For our weekly climate conversation, we were joined by Illinois State climatologist Dr. Trent Ford, and I asked him to tell us more about this record that we're breaking.
The measurable snowfall, which is anything at a tenth of an inch or over in a single day, we are breaking the latest measurable, first measurable snowfall on record in Chicago, which is currently December 20th, set back in 2012.
And when we're talking measurable snowfall, you mentioned a tenth of an inch. So it's not very much, but we haven't gotten very much.
No, really, all of Illinois is, you know, anywhere between an inch to 5 inches below average so far this year for snowfall. And Chicago has really only seen a handful of flurries. And so even though a tenth of an inch doesn't seem like a lot, we really haven't had enough to even break that threshold so far.
Let me ask you then about the science. Why haven't we seen snow yet? I mean, December, that's the snow month. What's going on?
That's right. Snow is complicated. So we need several ingredients, but you can distill it down into two. One, you need cold air. Obviously, the air temperature near the surface has to be right around freezing so that when the snow falls out of the cloud, it makes it to the surface as snow and doesn't melt as something like rain. You also, though, need enough moisture in the air, enough humidity, enough water vapor to precipitate. And so this winter so far, if we go back to November, the end of fall, it was plenty cool. We had actually below average temperatures for the month of November, but it was very dry. And December so far, we've had plenty of moisture in the air, as we see from the severe weather that we've had over the last couple of weeks. But the temperatures have just been too warm to produce snow. And so we haven't had this yet, this kind of perfect combination that we typically get in November, December in Chicago, where we get enough moisture, but enough cold air moving in that we can have snowfall. And that just hasn't manifest yet.
And looking in the future, will climate change impact how much snow we get and when we get it?
What we've seen is, without a doubt, winter temperatures are increasing across Chicago over the last 100 years or so. But what that's done is it has created kind of a shift in the seasonality of snowfall. And so what we've seen over the last 100 years is a significant decreasing trend in December snowfall, kind of that early season snowfall, because we're getting many more days in December where that temperature just isn't cold enough to produce snow at the surface. But at the same time, we're actually seeing a slight increase in February snowfall in Chicago. Typically, it's very, very cold in February, and it's just slightly warmer now to produce slightly more snow when it does snow. So it's a fascinating combination with climate change. With that said, as we continue to see winter warming, we should expect over the next 50 to 60 years to see a more robust overall decreasing trend in snowfall in Chicago. But you know, I would say over the next couple of decades, the variability from year to year is probably going to dominate any sort of long-term trend because of that delicate balance between temperature and moisture.
Trent, always great to talk to you. Thanks for sharing your expertise with us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's always great to be here, Melba. Thanks again.
I've been speaking with Illinois State climatologist Dr. Trent Ford about the lack of snow so far in Chicago. If you have a question that you want answered in our weekly climate segment, you can email climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.